This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown enters its second month today, more TSA workers are calling in sick. The Transportation Security Administration confirming yesterday they've had employee call-ins increase lately to 10% since the shutdown began, compared to just over 3% calling in sick on January 21st of last year. The Oscar nominees have been announced this morning, and for Best Picture,
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born.
And the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards will be held in Hollywood on February 24th. Singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris. Police there say a 24-year-old woman claims she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A winter storm claiming the lives of at least 10 people and now leaving behind brutally cold temperatures. The storm dropping up to 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and Northeast. It's forced flights to be canceled, some airports still not back to normal. Might Donald Trump Jr. follow in his dad's footsteps and pursue a political career someday? He says he can't rule it out, but he says in an interview last night he's most concerned right now with supporting his father's presidency.
And I'm going to do what I can to help him. Whatever happens in the future, I'll deal with that then. But in the meantime, he's making it pretty easy, given what he's doing, because he's doing a phenomenal job for this country.
He spoke on Fox's The Ingram Angle. General Motors says it has zero tolerance for discrimination. That after workers raise allegations of racism at an Ohio plant. 9 workers filing a lawsuit saying nooses and whites-only signs were hung up around the workplace. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
As we told you earlier in the newscast, this year's Oscar nominations were revealed this morning, and we brought you the nominees for Best Picture. Here, actor Kumail Nanjiani reads the nominees for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Yalitza Aparicio in Roma. Glenn Close in The Wife. Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star is Born. And Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
And actress Tracy Ellis Ross named off the nominees for Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Christian Bale in Vice. Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen in Green Book.
Again, the 91st Annual Academy Awards ceremony will be at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood on February 24th. And the European Commission is fining MasterCard nearly $650 million for blocking merchants from getting better conditions from banks in other European Union countries. The Commission says MasterCard kept merchants from shopping around for better terms. The Commission saying MasterCard's rules artificially raised the costs of card, which then hurt customers as well as retailers. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, and it's located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, why not? That's the way we roll if we're going to do this. Hopefully, because we're interested in getting this country back on track, we're not going to get some sort of, incredible derangement syndrome where people's heads are going to explode because, God forbid, that we want to do something that is good for all. Good to have you with us. Dr. Paul Kangor is joining us, a professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, welcome. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you, Bill. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, here we are. We just turned the page on 2019, got through the midterms, and the Democrats are off and rolling with their presidential ambitions. And you got Bernie Sanders, just coming out. And I guess the theme of the day yesterday, because of Martin Luther King Day, was, hey, let's call Donald Trump a racist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, and he stood before a rally of Black Americans, African Americans, for the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and he denounced the current president of the United States as, quote, the Grand Wizard of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Wow.
So that's how he celebrated racial reconciliation, and then I'm sure right after that, Billy probably went out and denounced Donald Trump for lacking civility in our public discourse.
Right, and look at what this president has done for Black America by way of the jobs and their economic condition. Unlike the previous president, was Black. What did he do for Black America by comparison? I mean, Donald Trump goes to Black America, says, hey, look, what do you got to lose? Give me a shot here. And look what he's done in his first 500 days in office.
Well, that's right. And the Obama economy was absolutely abysmal for Black America. And if you want to see, Bill, a previous era of similar growth among the Black community compared to what's going on right now with President Trump, it's actually under President Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And Reagan, by Democrats, was likewise called a racist.
Right.
George H.W. Bush was called a racist. Maxine Waters called George H.W. Bush a racist. I wrote a piece on that for American Spectator at the time of Bush's funeral. It's ironic. Everybody was citing Bush as an example of those good old days prior to Donald Trump when there was civility and decency in politics. Right. And I said, well, wait a second. Maxine Waters called George H.W. Bush a racist.
Exactly.
She did that in July 1992. And then she did it at the National Press Club. She did it two or three times. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm calling him a racist. I just said it, and I'll say it again. And then a few weeks later, when Vice President Dan Quayle called her out for it, not only did she refuse to apologize, she doubled down, called him a racist again. So this is what they do all the time. And meanwhile, while Representative Jeffries wants to denounce the current grand wizard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, well, the Democrats had in the U.S. Senate for, I don't know how many decades was it, Bill, but three or four, maybe five decades,
mm-hmm.
Robert Byrd
right.
of West Virginia, who might not have been a grand wizard in the KKK, but he was technically an official exalted cyclops mm-hmm. in the KKK.
Right.
So, you know, I think these people maybe ought to clean up their own house before they start casting stones at others.
And, of course, you know, it doesn't take a lot of, you know, history research to find out, you know, what happened in the Woodrow Wilson administration.
That's right.
You know, you go back and you check in terms of its association with the KKK. And, you know, right now, by comparison, because of the Trump derangement syndrome that's taken place, anything that has to do with Trump, including red hats now, is a dog whistle just to explode the minds of liberals.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny, the dog whistles that they hear and the dog whistles that they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And thinking of an example of the latter, there was Hillary Clinton a few weeks ago, Bill, who said, I know, they all look alike. And
wow.
She was talking about two black politicians, Cory Booker and Eric Holder.
Mm.
And when she said that, her liberal audience, you know, they didn't hiss or moan or like, oh, how dare she
yeah.
say that?
Right.
They laughed. Oh yeah, we know Hillary. They all look alike.
Right.
Yeah. And you know that was a dog whistle they didn't even talk about over at CNN.
Right.
But you know, all Donald Trump has to do is say something like, remember the Charlottesville fiasco, right?
But they're stuck in that, Paul. What can we do? I mean, it's like they need some sort of mental enema to get over that deal. I mean, I mean, I still don't quite understand this, and I think our audience still is a bit confused on why they're so stuck in what happened in Charlottesville.
Yeah, it's funny. They kind of they put their original negative twist on it,
mm-hmm.
and they ignore everything contrary to the narrative that they want to construct. And then no matter what facts come forth, they continue to stick with that narrative and then just push it and push it over time to the point where it eventually kind of their narrative wins out, right?
Right.
So the
right.
narrative is racist in Charlottesville and Trump, the hooded Klansman, supported them. And what actually happened in Charlottesville, and I remember it from the moment that it happened because, you know, as you know, I follow the communist movement. This is
right.
what I do. I read their stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
I teach a course on Marxism. I follow domestic American communist groups. And what happened at Charlottesville was, like Donald Trump said, a meeting of the radical right, the far right, the alt-right, if you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and a meeting of the far left, the
right.
alt-left. So you had neo-Nazis, and I don't like putting them on the right because then that associates them with conservatives.
Conservatives,
right. That's a whole other thing. But anyway, but you had that group of extremists at one end, and then on the other end, there were groups like RevCom, Revolutionary Communist Party of America, which agitates according to race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the group that, you know, just when you thought that everything cooled in Ferguson, Missouri, mm-hmm. about 6 months later, all of a sudden, there's a literal fire in the streets, and there's a protest of 10 or 20 people, and the cameras are there, and it's back in the news again. What happened? Well, that's because groups like RevCom go there and they agitate according to race.
Right.
So there's a far left that does this. And when the far left knew that this far right group was having a protest in Charlottesville, they came and they counter protested. So it was a mix of extremists on both sides. And the proper response to that was indeed to say that there were extremists on both sides, like President Trump said. But with the left, the kind of, you know, the progressive CNN, New York Times left, there's no such thing as extremists on the left, right? There's only extremists on the right.
Right.
So when someone comes in and says, you know, there were actual communists and Marxists and Maoists and revolutionary communists there as well, like, no, there weren't, because there can't be, because there can only be extremists on one side. So likewise, They ignore a comment from Hillary, I know they all look alike.
Yeah.
They ignore racism. They ignore the fact that Robert Byrd was an exalted cyclops in the KKK.
Right.
He's one of their lions of the Senate.
Right. And one of her mentors, too. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
They claim that the current president is a closet Klansman of all things.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kangor. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, coming at you the way you like to have us, fresh and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kangor, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, continues. Paul, you know, I am really concerned about, this... this rhetoric that's being thrown out there, all in the name of politics, as you say, you know, Maxine Waters, you know, saying things. I mean, it's just endless, you know, the kind of language that's out there that is just so dangerous, so divisive. And, you know, everybody wants to blame Trump. And I mean, it's like the guilt is upon us. And you want to, you know, you want to make Trump the sacrificial lamb, and he's not the one that's saying all this stuff.
No, that's right. They've been engaging in this kind of stuff for years. And again, in regard to the hypocrisy example, it's ironic, Bill, that we're having this conversation today, which is not only the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but right. Today is the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, mm-hmm. January 22nd, 1973. And the largest abortion provider in America is Planned Parenthood. And the founder of Planned Parenthood was Margaret Sanger. Mm-hmm. And she is nothing less than an icon to Democrats and liberals. I mean, if they were to construct a progressive Mount Rushmore, right? she'd be like the first face that they would chisel up there. Mm-hmm. And Margaret Sanger, speaking of the KKK, in May 1926, she spoke to the Silver Lake, New Jersey women's chapter of the KKK. She actually spoke at a KKK rally.
Right.
And how do we know about this? Is somebody making this up? No. She actually wrote about it on pages 366 to 367 of her 1938 autobiography published by W.W. Norton. And she flat out right there admitted to speaking to the KKK.
Mm-hmm.
And she was such a hit. I have the actual quote right here in front of me. She wrote this, Bill. "I believe I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered. The conversation went on, and when we were finally through, it was too late to return to New York. I could not even send a telegram to let my family know whether I had been thrown in the river or was being held incommunicado. It was nearly 1 a.m. before I reached Trenton, and I spent the night in a hotel." So she was such a hit, Bill, that a dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered.
Right.
You know, Maggie took the house down. They, mm-hmm. you know, they loved her.
Right.
And not only is she not denounced for this, but Planned Parenthood, every year, its highest honor is the Sanger Award.
Exactly. Which has been given to Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. They've been proud recipients of this. And then understand that Margaret Sanger's ideas and ideals was, you know, Planned Parenthood that has eliminated, well, you know, according to Dr. Ben Carson, you know, 40% of blacks have been you know, you could say an act of genocide, have been murdered at the altar of abortionists. And
that's right. Yeah.
You know,
and in particular, poor, impoverished African Americans. I mean, mm-hmm. these are exactly the groups that liberals and Democrats claim to be such champions of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, African Americans make up about, I have to look up the numbers, but I think like 10 to 12% of the population.
Right. Exactly.
It's, mm-hmm. it's not more than 14, 15%.
No, it's around the 12% range, I think.
Yeah, and they make up almost a literal majority of abortions in the mm-hmm. country. In fact, I think at some point, a number of points since Roe v. Wade, they did. I think they were a little over 50% of the mm-hmm. nation's annual abortions. And you're right, it's at least 40-something. Mm-hmm. So it's been far more disproportionate among the black community. And look at things like Kermit Gosnell's House of Horrors abortion
exactly.
clinic in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these things are also disproportionately located near African American neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I mean, the closest abortion clinic to me is in Pittsburgh, which is about 60, 70 miles away from me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nothing here in the rural white area, 200-mile radius outside of Pittsburgh. There's no abortion clinics
mm-hmm.
there. They're in the cities. And people say, well, the cities have more people. They, you know, they also have disproportionately higher numbers of African Americans, and that's where Planned Parenthood
yes.
clinics are set up.
Exactly. No, they're purposely set there. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, and speaking of the Gosnell movie, it is now going to be released on DVD. Amazon is reporting record sales on this. It did very well on the big screen. It was hard-pressed, I mean, because there were some of the theaters, you know, they got so much blowback that they were concerned about playing the movie and misrepresenting even the times that it was being played. You know, but my conversation with the producers and the writer of the movie, Phelim and Ann, Phelim McAleer, who's going to be coming on a little bit later on to talk about the movie. You know, my concern, Paul, is that, you know, this is just one. How many other stories in the Naked City that we don't want to hear about because of the political hot potato that abortion is? But people are, you know, children are dying, and it's all been one big humongous lie. As we spoke with a gal yesterday who used to work with Planned Parenthood, had three abortions, and you know, she was convinced that Planned Parenthood was their champion, and she idolized the organization, went to work for them, and then went to the back room and saw and aborted the abortion process, and woke up real quick and said, get me out of here. And now she is a proponent and a fighter for life.
Yeah, it's amazing the people who people who are now pro-life but once had that position, right? Mm-hmm. And I wrote a piece for Spectator, American Spectator, last week called Death Escorts of Death. Mm-hmm. And it's about the phenomenon of the escorts who volunteer and work outside of Planned Parenthood clinics. By the way, my governor in Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, mm-hmm. was actually an escort at a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Oh, wow.
I think he's the only governor in the country. My state that used to have Bob Casey, Sr., mm-hmm. The Casey of Casey v. Planned Parenthood, a pro-life Democratic governor, we now have this cultural radical who the state voted for, double digits, reelected. Mm-hmm. But he was an escort outside an abortion clinic, and these are people whose job is that when a girl is outside and having second thoughts about going in there to get an abortion, especially running into any sidewalk counselors that might try to convince her otherwise, the goal of the escorts is to get her inside and get her an abortion.
Wow.
To make sure that girl with credit or cash leaves with an abortion under her belt. And the worst thing of all is they actually think that they're doing good. They mm-hmm. think that they're doing good. And then they send the girl off in her merry way with no help, no counseling, off to face a life of trauma, and not just emotional and spiritual, but maybe physically as well.
Exactly.
They throw her out there to face this world all alone. And mm-hmm. and they claim that they're the compassionate one.
Well, just like we saw in the Gosnell movie, Paul, you know, Planned Parenthood and others, pro-abortionists would say safe and legal. And
right.
I'm going, well, legal, but I'm not sure about safe because
right.
we don't hear, we hear some stories about women who die at the hands of abortionists and botched abortions and that sort of thing. And why do you think the states said, look at, you know, we want to make sure that you have access to a medical facility, a hospital, you have hospital privileges. And that's why some of these Planned Parenthoods have had to close because they couldn't gain access or privilege at these hospitals, right?
That's right. Yeah,
so what does that tell you on its face? How dangerous
it is. I know. I know. Yep.
No, this is absolutely. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Democratic Party. You know, the Republican Party doesn't support this. It is the Democrats that support abortion on demand at any point in time, up to seconds before delivery. I mean,
that's
this
right.
is unconscionable. This is where we are right now. Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown enters its second month today, more TSA workers are calling in sick. The Transportation Security Administration confirming yesterday they've had employee call-ins increase lately to 10% since the shutdown began, compared to just over 3% calling in sick on January 21st of last year. The Oscar nominees have been announced this morning, and for Best Picture,
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born,
and the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The 91st Annual Academy Awards will be held in Hollywood on February 24th. Singer Chris Brown under arrest in Paris. Police there say a 24-year-old woman claims she was raped at Brown's hotel room on January 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know, because we want you to be in the flow of the know. Hey, did you know some 30 million Americans are currently living with diabetes, and that number continues to rise, with 1.5 million new cases diagnosed every year. Now, those living with diabetes face more than 180 decisions each day around how to manage their condition and keep blood sugar levels in check. Can you say high maintenance here? Well, that means every meal, snack, and insulin injection must be carefully considered and accounted for. And with upcoming holiday events and parties, diabetes can be even more complicated to manage. Well, now new technologies, including artificial intelligence, are helping those with diabetes and empowering them to better manage their condition. Artificial intelligence is now being applied to uncover personalized insights, enable better decision making, and give them the ability more effectively to manage their glucose levels, their activity, and their nutrition. Well, IBM Deputy Chief Health Officer Tina Moen and nationally recognized diabetes expert Dr. Robert Brzezinski, Medtronic Senior Medical Affairs Director and Professor of Medicine, Uniformed Services University of Health Services, are going to get us up to date and tell us how science, technology, and the use of AI can now offer powerful information to help diabetes patients understand their daily glucose patterns and identify activities affecting them for a clear picture of their diabetes. Now, the two companies have teamed up to create what we call Sugar.IQ. It's a first-of-its-kind intelligent app designed to simplify and improve daily diabetes management. Now, the Sugar.IQ app
helps to analyze an individual's glucose, insulin, food, daily routines, and other factors to provide a better understanding of how lifestyle choices impact diabetes management. Now, the app uses machine learning to identify behaviors specific to high and low glucose events and delivers personalized insight in real time. Well, Dr. Verzersky and Tina Moen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Well, how is artificial intelligence being used to advance how people can improve their health?
I think if you think about the evolution of technology in any industry, we've seen it exponentially change the way we do work. The same is the case in healthcare. So applying AI to healthcare is about applying AI strategies to large sets of data to surface insights so that people can take better care of themselves and that caregivers can take better care of their patients.
Yeah, and diabetes definitely generates a lot of data. Patients' meals, their activities, exercise, their blood sugars all go into keeping them healthy. And the idea in diabetes care is to keep the blood sugars as much in the normal range as possible. And with the analytics that IBM Watson Health provides, it enables patients to do this much better.
Well, can you further explain how artificial intelligence can help individuals manage their diabetes?
So I'll start, but it's really, again, that same idea of surfacing insights from large bodies of data. As Bob mentioned, diabetes produces a large amount of data on individual patients, and so applying AI technology to that data, surfacing those insights so the patients have real-time ability to make changes in their food choices and take better care of themselves.
Yeah, and so the way this works is that the patient is wearing a glucose sensor. This is a small hair-like filament that stays underneath the skin and generates a glucose level every 5 minutes. And this glucose data is actually streamed to the phone and then the phone to the cloud, and then IBM takes over to do the analytics.
Well, tell me more about the Sugar IQ app.
Well, as we said, it's about streaming this large amount of data for individual for IBM Watson Health to have access to apply AI technologies, pattern recognition, finding those patterns, surfacing them up to the patient in real time so that they can adjust their choices and keep their glucose in a healthy range.
Why is it so important for those living with diabetes to have this personalized data?
It's important to recognize that every patient reacts differently under different circumstances. So the same meal may raise the blood glucose more in one patient than another. Exercise may lower it more in one than another. And so the patterns that evolve over days, weeks, and months are something that are personal to that patient. And then the analytics that IBM provides can take a look and identify those patterns and then provide them back to the patient in real time and let them know what's going on.
Yeah, we're talking with Tina Moen, IBM Deputy Chief Health Officer, and Dr. Robert Verzersky, Senior Medical Affairs Director of Medtronic and Professor of Medicine at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences. And we're talking about this new technology advances that are available to help people living with diabetes. The first of its kind artificial intelligence tool that uses science and technology to improve the lives of people with diabetes. Well, all this new development is pretty exciting, and it makes you wonder what the future of diabetes management is going to look like, let's say, 5 years from now.
Well, I think, again, if you think about the evolution of technology and how fast it's evolving in every sector, the same can be held for healthcare as well. So we're really at the beginning of this AI journey in the healthcare space. And so in 5 years, we'll be seeing more advanced analytics, more advanced AI, looking at additional and more complex problems to surface insights for people to be able to make better choices for themselves and their patients.
Yes, those analytics are going to be driven by more data. So right now we have a sensor for glucose. In the future we'll have sensors for meals. We'll have sensors that will tell exercise. We already have things like Fitbit to monitor and measure the activity. And all those will be put into the various analytics that IBM has in the various algorithms to provide even better and more personalized information.
Okay, so where can our listeners go for more information?
Great question. You can get more information on the Medtronic's diabetes website or on the IBM Watson Health website.
Well, thanks to Tina Moen, IBM Deputy Chief Health Officer, and Dr. Robert Brzezinski, the Senior Medical Affairs Director at Medtronic and Professor of Medicine, Uniformed Services, University of Health Sciences. Thanks, guys, for being with us. Appreciate all the information.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good help here. And by the way, if you want more information as well, or you want to hear the interview, you can go to Health and Lifestyle. We at the Health and Lifestyle tab at BillMartinezLive.com. Just click on it. And, you know, these health-oriented interviews that we do are there for your resource to download as a podcast and listen as your own at your own leisure and share with other people. And so great information. We really appreciate it. We're so grateful for these experts who come on the show and, you know, keep us up to date what's going on, especially with all the, you know, new innovation with artificial intelligence. And that, as that continues to evolve and develop, we'll keep you up to date. As I mentioned earlier in talking with Dr. Paul Gengor, Phelan McAleer is going to be joining us in just a moment. And we're going to talk about the Gosnell movie. Of course, Phelan and Anne are known for, you know, their work on the Gosnell movie. And the movie itself is continuing to make history with record-breaking sales on Amazon. It's now the number one bestseller in all DVDs. And so we're going to be here, and Phelan is going to come on, and good to have him back on the show to talk about the impact of this movie and what it has brought to light, and keeping in mind that, you know, there were some boundaries. I mean, it wasn't that, you know, I think the story was so compelling and, you know, opened the eyes. That's one thing that I heard repeatedly from people anecdotally, was that it really opened their eyes. They had not realized just how divisive, you know, the whole industry has become, that, you know, women and men, for that matter, have been led to believe that, you know, it's just, you know, it's just some excess skin. It's like a tumor that's being extracted. But, you know, we're seeing with the technology that is available exactly what the abortion process is all about, and how a child is ripped out of the womb, limb by limb, out of the mother's womb. It is just absolutely heartbreaking, as I say, very compelling. And this is the kind of movie that people were hesitant to go to see at the movies because of the controversy. But I believe the reason the DVD sales are, you know, doing so well is because this is a private issue, and people want to look at this and deal with this in private.
From SkyPass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Despite more credit card rewards options than ever, consumers are often limited in choosing where they can earn rewards. Recently, Bank of America announced a new cashback card, which for the first time gives consumers the power to choose where they earn rewards. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Consumers' lives and spending priorities change constantly. One month, you're planning a do-it-yourself remodel, and the next, you're booking a family trip. Now, the new Cash Rewards card from Bank of America offers the flexibility to meet these changing financial needs. Each month, cardholders can go online and easily choose from one of six popular categories to earn 3% cash back on future purchases, including gas, online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings.
For more information on the new Cash Rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/cashback.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. As I mentioned, Phelan McAleer is going to be joining us, Irish documentary filmmaker, along with Anne McElhaney, his wife, who have given us the Gosnell movie. And Phelan joins us now. Phelan, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations, I will say, for two parts. The DVD is doing so well. It's the number one bestseller in all DVDs, according to Amazon. You're breaking records. I mentioned earlier that I think, in part, this is such a personal issue that people who may have been hesitant to go and see it in a movie house because of some of the controversy seem to be more comfortable to bring it home with them, to share it with their families and friends in Bible studies. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, totally. And I think also, you know, Hollywood didn't want people to see it, let's be honest.
Yes.
So they yanked it from the theaters really quickly. I just want to tell your listeners, too, today it's on video on demand.
Yeah.
So they don't, you know, the DVD doesn't come out until 5th of February, and I know people have been pre-ordering it. We're number one on pre-sales, beating Lady Gaga, Stars Born, beating Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
But you can order today on video on demand, watch it today on DirecTV and all those other service buyers, Charter, all of them. So you can actually watch it in the comfort of your own home today.
Yeah. And you know, and here we are, the anniversary of the passing of Roe v. Wade, which, you know, opened the door, you know, to this nightmare, Phelan. I mean, you and Anne have been, you know, such champions to get this message out, to educate the people, because I got to tell you, you know, anecdotally, when I went to, you know, see the movie myself and, you know, talk to other people that were watching it, they were shocked as to how ignorant they were of the whole abortion process.
Yeah, I mean, and people don't know the law. People, you know, we've talked to intelligent, you know, people in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. In fact, the lawyers who were prosecuting Gosnell didn't know their own state's abortion law. They were shocked. And I think they were pro-choice women, you know,
right,
educated, you know. They were shocked that you could have an abortion at 24 weeks. They couldn't believe it. They had to go and check the statute. They had to go and get the book down from the library to check the statute. So yes, People don't know the law. People don't know that in this country, in loads of states you can get an abortion in 24 weeks. They don't know that in 7 states, if you can get a doctor, and there's plenty of them around, you can get an abortion up to 9 months.
Mm. And this is this is unconscionable, because you're saying, you know, even like one former Planned Parenthood worker had shared with us yesterday that, you know, when she saw the face of the baby, of the aborted baby, that did it. You know, it reality hit her straight in the face. And today, with the technology that we have with sonograms, ultrasounds and that mothers are seeing that it is not just, like a tumor or just, a massive tissue there in their womb that's just going to be, cleaned out very simply, that this is a human being. This is a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, funny, we bought that as well before we started this project. We believed it was a clump of cells. I mean, you have to admit, Planned Parenthood are geniuses, you know?
Yes.
They have everyone believing something about abortion that's just not true. Many things about abortion that's just not true. Mm-hmm. And you got to hand it to them. But, you know, I think the truth will set you free, and that's what we wanted to do with the Kermit Gosnell story. We'll tell the truth. Now, I want to tell your viewers and your listeners, there's nothing gory in the film. It's PG-13. It's not a gory film. There's nothing disturbing. I mean, obviously people are moved by it, but there's nothing outrightly disturbing in it. It's PG-13. People have brought their teenage children, and they've been so grateful. They said on the way in the car home, my teenager spoke to me more to me in the car home than they spoke to me in the last month. You know, it provokes real conversations. From people, and people are really grateful for that. And we delivered. We spent so much energy making sure that this is something that all the family, the teenagers and the adults, could watch.
And this, from day one was an uphill battle for you and Anne and the team, that put this movie together. This wasn't, every door was opening up. You shared a bit and kind of gave us a sense in the movie itself that because of the political heat of this topic, this whole, lie that has been, as you said, has been sold to the American people, and dare I say the world as well, by Planned Parenthood. They've done an incredible job to get people to buy into this incredible lie. As this former Planned Parenthood worker that I mentioned that we interviewed yesterday, Patricia Sandoval, she said Planned Parenthood came to her high school and talked about, the woman's reproductive rights. I mean, the way they masked the whole insidious abortion process is most incredible. She said that she believed that Planned Parenthood was their hero until, she ended up working after 3 abortions herself, went working, even though she had to really purposely, hold back her conscience from sensing that there was something not right about abortion. But she just thought, well, Planned Parenthood and, of course, the government, made it legal. And, of course, that's not enough for Planned Parenthood. They go and say that it is safe and legal. And I'm saying not that much safe, especially when you look at the Gosnell movie. It really opens your eyes to understand just how not only insidious, but how unsafe it is.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no regulation. There's loads of regulations, actually. Mm-hmm. But it's this sacred space.
Well, nobody's monitoring it, right?
Nobody's monitoring. I mean, there's a law. There was a law in Pennsylvania saying abortion clinics had to be physically inspected every year. A Republican governor got in. A Republican governor, Tom Ridge, got in and said, that law, it's not really a law. It's not true. We won't inspect abortion clinics every month now, every year now. And when it was only because of a drugs raid that Gosnell was stopped.
Exactly.
When they went in to look for him selling, proof of him selling illegal drugs, it was the first time that any official had been in that clinic for 17 years. Wow. Women were coming out dead. 2 women died. They were carried out dead in that place. Women were carried out mutilated. They were arriving at ER hospitals. Babies were being murdered, hundreds, perhaps tens of thousands. But no one came through that door. They were up the street closing down nail clinics. Clinics, because we used the wrong nail salons.
Right, exactly.
We're using the wrong, using the wrong chemicals or too much dust or something. Mm-hmm. Women were coming out dead. You know, this is not about women's rights. This is not about women's health. Because if it was, they would have closed Kermit Gosnell's clinic a long time ago. This was about protecting abortion, because abortion is sacred to these people. And, you know, they don't care about the victims, young or old.
Right. And, you know, Phelim, if it was all that safe, why is it that so many states now are making it mandatory that these clinics, Planned Parenthood clinics, have access to a hospital?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because it's, you know, it's not safe. And but, you know, these rules will get ignored as well. I mean, you know, that, and people, as you said, people watching our movie, which, as I was saying, is available on VOD today, so you can watch it at your own home, or you can order it on Amazon, order the DVD. People watching our movie are shocked by the law, and shocked by how the law was not enforced. And then they're shocked by, you know, I mean, we in our book, we did a book on this. You know, we interviewed people who had 9 abortions at Kermit Gosnell's clinic. 9 abortions, you know. This is not safe, legal, and rare. This is casual. This is and the victims, all Kermit Gosnell's victims, of course, were minorities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the women who died was a refugee from Bhutan. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp.
Here she comes to America thinking this is going to be the answer for her, and she dies at the hands of an abortionist.
Yeah. 4 months later, 4 months later, after spending 20 years in a refugee camp, she's dead. Young, healthy woman in her early 40s. And, you know, the Democrats, the left, they say they care about refugees. They don't. They don't. They, no one cared about this woman. There wasn't even a death report. When the detective interviewed women who worked there, they talked about this woman dying, and he went and he goes, "Oh, there's not an explained death. It's always a police number. You know, it's just to mention it." She wasn't even given a number.
Mm.
She wasn't even given a file.
Yeah.
She was just she was nobody because she died in an abortion clinic.
See, this is the problem with death and murder and all this. There's no human dignity. I mean, all that is thrown out the door for the sake of profit, all under the guise of reproductive rights and this big lie that it's just a clump of tissue, a tumor that needs to be removed. And when we see the actual abortion process, a child being, you know, removed out of his mother's womb, you know, limb by limb, and Phelim, you know, again, what brings back the question that I asked you the last time we talked, you know, we know about Kermit Gosnell, this one. How many others in the United States like Gosnell are in operation still today?
Loads. I mean, think about it. Pennsylvania is the most Philadelphia, the most regulated city, the most regulated state in the union. And they allowed him to keep going. What do you think it's like in places like California?
Oh, yeah.
New York, New Orleans, you know, all these places, Louisiana, all these places that do not have, you know, very firm or robust monitoring process, and where people say abortion is a right and must be protected at all costs. And the stars align for mass murder all over America.
Well, without a doubt, Phelim McAleer, thank you so much for being here. Again, available on video on demand as of today, the Gosnell movie, and soon to be out on DVD. Thank you, Phelim. Appreciate it.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, fund our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you